Your announcer is reading Reverend Machima's message. Coming to entrust ourselves to the view of inconceivable Buddhist wisdom through the kindness of Prince Shotoku, we have entered the stage of the truly settled and the like Maitreya, the future Buddha. This is a hymn recorded in the Shuzomatsuwa San, written by Shinran Shuni. Today, I would like to introduce you to Prince Shotoku, whom Shinran Shuni truly respected. On May 1st, Prince Naruhito ascended the chrysanthemum throne as the 126th Emperor of Japan. The Emperor was always in Japan since the time of the Divine World. Until the Meiji era, the Emperor was the leading priest of all Japanese Buddhist temples and shrines. This is a story about Prince Shotoku, who established the foundation of Buddhism in Japan. Prince Shotoku was born on February 7, 574, as the second prince of the Emperor Yomei. It has been told that he was actively supporting the Emperor Suiko to govern Japan after he became an adult. Empress Suiko was his aunt. With Empress Suiko, Prince Shotoku built temples, the first hospital and pharmacy in Japan. Most important of all, he wrote the first constitution in Japan. When Buddhism was introduced to Japan for the first time, the Buddha was greeted as a foreign god because there were already many gods and deities in Japan. Governors went through numerous political debates whether to accept Buddhism. In the end, Buddhism took root in Japan. Prince Shotoku was the first person who understood Buddhism in depth. Prince Shotoku studied the Mahayana Buddhist scriptures and written annotations in Japanese. The first constitution, the 17 articles, was written by Prince Shotoku on May 6, 604 Common Era. He recommended Buddhism to the people and wrote the constitution on the basis of teachings of the Buddha. The constitution is a code of law that defined the basic principles and the fundamental norms of government. Unlike the modern constitution, Japan's first constitution showed the moral norms of bureaucracy and nobility. Shinran Shonin praised the virtue and achievement of Prince Shotoku, and he left the praise. Prince Shotoku was the master of the teaching in Japan. Our immense debt of gratitude can hardly be repaid. Take refuge in him single-heartedly and never tire of reverently praising him. Though we cannot go through all the articles today, I would like to introduce some important ones. In the first article, it read, quote, respect, harmony, and quarrel must be avoided, unquote. From a Buddhist point of view, it meant maintaining harmony in your life with everyone. This concept is based on interrelationships. Buddha said that everything was linked and depended on each other. Since we are not an exception, Prince Shotoku told us to maintain harmony and not to fight. The second article said, respect the three treasures. The three treasures are the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. These are the basis for every living thing in the world and the ultimate rules of our country. If we do not value these three treasures, what teachings do we live with? The tenth article said, remove the anger from your mind so that you do not get upset even though others do not agree. Every person has a mind, and their minds are different from yours, which means when we are obsessed with our own thoughts, we cannot maintain peace. By discarding the anger from our mind, peaceful relationships will be established. In other words, the biggest problem is attachment or obsession. It is suggested that we will not be able to live freely when we are obsessed with ourselves. Ideally, the best choice is not to be caught in any being like the Buddha. Everything is changing, and there is no one that can exist absolutely alone and can be immutable in this world. However, it is not possible to live like that, Prince Shotoku commented. And he continued, the physical space is a falsehood, and the world is the one like illusion. Only the Buddha is true. Shinran Shonin met Prince Shotoku in his dream when he was 29 years old. And later he said, Prince Shotoku guided me to the master, Honen Shonin. Shinran Shonin adored Prince Shotoku, and he made a hymn for Prince Shotoku. Coming to entrust ourselves to the view of inconceivable Buddha wisdom, through the kindness of Prince Shotoku, we have entered the stage of the truly settled, and the like Maitreya, the future Buddha. We explored the constitution written in Japan 1500 years ago. The importance of peace was clearly stated in the constitution. World peace cannot be achieved without having peace in each of us. The life of mankind has become richer with the advancement of technology. As machines were rapidly introduced, humans produced surplus and made large profits by trading. But these profits became the funding for the reinforcement of the military force and nuclear weapons. Today, we had a wonderful opportunity to listen to Prince Shotoku's word. Harmony has the highest priority more than anything else. May your life be filled with smiles and peace as you remember Prince Shotoku. Namo Amida Butsu.